Ramayana Act 2, Chapter 5. Ram remains firm. Scene 7. Vasishtha, the Guru. Saying, "It is exactly as you say," Jabali prostrated himself before Ram and returned to his place among the other Brahmanas. Then Vasishtha stood up and spoke in the midst of the assembly. "This Jabali knows well of the soul and its actual happiness. He spoke only out of his desire to see you installed as king. And this is also my desire, O Raghav. As the emperor's eldest son, it behooves you to now accept the throne. You need entertain no doubt in this regard." Vasishtha recounted the history of Rama's line. One by one he named the previous kings and explained how each had handed the kingdom to their eldest son. Finally, Vasishtha said, "O Rama, this is my instruction to you. I am your preceptor, and as such, I am even more worthy of your obedience than your father. Indeed, I was also his preceptor. Therefore, I command you to accept the throne of Ayodhya." The sage had spoken only out of love. He was aware that Rama was enacting a divine plan by remaining in the forest, but still he longed for him to return. Ram looked with affection at Vasishtha and then replied, "The debt owed to one's parents cannot be easily repaid. O learned sage, parents give everything they have for their children, feeding them, nurturing them, putting them to bed and rubbing them with oil. The father and mother give their love at every moment. My worthy father's word should not prove false due to my negligence, for I wish to render him some service in return for all his love given to me." It was obvious Ram was not going to be convinced by anyone to leave the forest. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.